got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yeah. Welcome back. You either go to church. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. And, you know, John Adams, in a letter to his son John Quincy Adams, November 13, 1816, had an interesting thought. He said, "My conclusion from the whole is," and so you have to back up and read, you know, have to read the other stuff, but he said, "My conclusion from the whole is universal toleration. Let the human mind loose. It must be loose. It will be loose. Superstition and despotism cannot confine it. And the conclusion must be that mosquitoes are not competent to dogmatize, and you know, philosophy and theology must submit to the Decalogue and the Sermon on the Mount, and trust the ruler with the skies." So, you know, with all of this stuff, by the way, you know, before I get into this, backing up from, you know, the first hour, speaking of canonical resources, as Thomas Jefferson wisely observed, don't believe everything you read on the interwebs. Speaking of canonical sources or resources, why do you suppose we have no canonical resource for quotes, especially by those guys? The Adamses, the Jeffersons, the et cetera, et cetera. We have C-SPAN. That's, you know, that's pretty good. But who's ever heard of C-SPAN? Who goes there and, you know, you can make clips and things, which are, I think, helpful and instructive for posterity's sake, if nothing else. But why also don't we have a similar project, for example, for these the correspondence? I mean, we have founders.archives.gov and things like that, but why don't the search engines ever pick that up? You know, if you do a search, for example, you know, for some kind of quote from the founders in any of the popular search engines, you will invariably get, you know, a variety of inspiring quotes and quote fancy and quote this and quote that, but you don't get what I would consider a canonical resource. I wonder why that is. And so then people start circulating things, and the next thing you know, people are saying, you know, Thomas Jefferson said, don't believe everything you read on the interwebs, and other things that he actually did say. And they all get sort of commingled, and so then what happens? You discredit message and messenger. That's unfortunate. So, you know, speaking of all of that and the Karimadeh crash, I mentioned yesterday one of the things that was equally as disturbing to me was Dr. Simone Gold's sentencing to 60 days in federal prison. I read some of the excerpt from the Mother Jones article about that yesterday, and you know, I said that I think, you know, my speculation on the matter is that, you know, it rises to the level of lawfare. I think especially when you see, you know, what some of the folks were advocating, you know, was the administrative law judge, I think it was, Christopher Cooper, was he fair in his dealings? Who was it that said, gosh, somebody mentioned, who did I hear say that recently? You know, it's not about what's fair anymore. in America. America is not the same. It's, you know, when you're talking about the so-called legal system, it's who can win. I don't remember who it was that made that observation, but I think it's certainly accurate. So, Christina Lawson, the president of the California Board of Medicine, which is considering revoking Gold's medical license, you know, and there's this issue of Simone Gold providing an incorrect address, and there was an effort to, I think, try to make a case that she did that intentionally, but she was, you know, apparently she was in the process of moving from California to Florida because of primarily because of her, you know, concerns for her life. And so it's just, it's all interesting, you know. It's just steeped, the whole kangaroo court seems to have been steeped in propaganda and Bernaysian talking points, you know. The judge said, what I haven't heard is anything about the five people who died that day, the four people who commit suicide because of the trauma of the event, et cetera. And so, you know, let's dive into the specifics. What about the people who died of natural causes, or did they? I don't know. Maybe there's more there, but there's, you know, a lot being made, much ado being made about little or nothing. In some cases, you know, we're going to use the same information over here, but then not over there. So speaking of Christina Lawson, she urged Cooper to throw the book at Simone Gold, who she alleged has organized a major harassment campaign against Lawson, Simone Gold against Lawson, since her indictment on January 6th related charges. So Lawson said her actions have provoked and inspired menacing threats against me from individuals across the country. I have been stalked and accosted at my home and place of employment, causing great anxiety and fear through Simone Gold's acts of attempted intimidation. She continues to seek to undermine public officials and the role of our government, as she did with her participation in the violent insurrection on January 6, 2021. The only person that was shot, you know, I mean, the whole story, uniformed officers letting, you know, giving people access, you know, who is Ray Epps, by the way? We still don't seem to have an answer to that question. Why is he apparently no longer wanted by the FBI and has not, been charged or sentenced? Meanwhile, Simone Gold, to my knowledge, has been basically made an example of, again, I think in lawfare sort of fashion. But the story that Christina Lawson tells, I think Simone Gold could make the same case for, you know, having the same kind of great anxiety and fear at her home and place of employment. But we're not supposed to recognize that because she has differing political views, so, you know, that makes her not okay. But we used to say that America, you know, the ideal or the gold standard was that we're supposed to extend equal protection under the law to all people. You know, that's kind of, I think, the whole point of the statement that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. That among those, in other words, including but not limited to life, liberty, and property, I mean, the pursuit of happiness. So it's interesting, right? In the Declaration of Independence, we have some things that we could aspire to, but bad things are happening. And we are, you know, Bill Maher did a thing, when was that? A couple of years ago, I think. New rule, my way or the die way. This is eliminationism. And this is what is being fomented. I went through unconventional warfare yesterday a little bit, you know. This is what's happening. These forces are being whipped up, whatever you want to call it, balkanization. It's all kind of playing into the same. Oh, my goodness. So as evidence, Christina Lawson pointed to a video Gold produced and released in March of 2022 that depicts Lawson as a Nazi with a swastika on her arm. Well, she sounds kind of like, you know, the textbook eliminationist, Phyllis E. Bernard, you know, Oklahoma City University School of Law professor. Sounds like Phyllis E. Bernard does. I mean, I don't think that I don't know Simone Gold, but I think that I can say with confidence that she would not, you know, what she was trying to say is this woman is heavy-handed. And again, she's not interested in fairness or justice, but in revenge. And using lawfare as the cudgel to beat Simone Gold into submission and to exact revenge. It's certainly not about coming to some kind of understanding. And so does Christina Lawson sound like Phyllis E. Bernard, who said that one's political opponents are a cancer on the body politic that must be excised, either by separation from the public at large through censorship or by outright extermination in order to protect the purity of the nation? I mean, I think she kind of does. And so there are other reasons I think that Simone Gold has been made an example of. So anyway, this is just my speculation. You know, since Simone Gold started the AFLDS, America's Frontline Doctors, you know, a Stanford-educated doctor and lawyer, that's pretty impressive. She said during the trial that her reputation has been shredded, which I think is pretty easy to see. It's interesting, you know. So you got these LARPing, this LARPing contingent that goes through the Capitol. They were let in, a number of them anyway, were let in by uniformed officers, and doors were open from the inside in some cases. So what's that all about? Why aren't we looking closer at that? And again, why are we not concerned about the name Ray Epps and other folks who, you know, there was the other story. Who sent me that? Somebody sent, oh, I know. A friend of mine shared the story about the untimely death of the sergeant at arms, former Senate sergeant at arms, Michael Stenger, who testified, Gateway Pundit published an article on that yesterday. Former Senate sergeant at arms, Michael Stenger, testified that paid professional agitators were operating. And it was a, you know, speaking of C-SPAN, you can find that clip on C-SPAN. Somebody actually created the, whatever it is, 27-second clip of that. Why don't we point to that instead of YouTube? But even, you know, it seems recently there's even been an effort to kind of sanitize C-SPAN, which obviously is not surprising. But it's more difficult to do it there. You know, you have to abide by certain rules when you create a clip, which is, I think, good. We should maintain decorum and civility. And, you know, it's getting nasty over on C-SPAN in the clips that people make, which is, I think, very unfortunate. People shouldn't do that. Anyway, so Mitch McConnell famously asked for and received Stenger's resignation the day after the LARPing episode. You know, the strategy of tension LARPing episode, January 6, 2021. It really was. I mean, and yeah, I remember doing this broadcast on that day, watching the procession through the Capitol building. Somebody even commented on one of the videos that I saw, speaking of Simone Gold, you know, oh yeah, she was a danger, walking through the ropes like, you know, someone at a museum or something, a tourist at a museum. She was, you know, it was really dangerous, the insurrection. There were LARPers, you know, and should she have done it? Well, I think she's genuinely regretful, but 60 days in federal prison and a $9,500 fine sounds excessive to me. You know, and then to further defame and besmirch her, she starts America's Frontline Doctors, and this there's this effort to say, well, you know, she raised a bunch of money, and her defense lawyers went out of their way, I think, to say she paid for her defense personally. Yeah, but apparently she draws some kind of financial benefit from the, you know, what she started. Well, I guess that's not surprising, but, you know, if we're going to look that closely at things, maybe we should go back again to Renee Wormser's foundations, their power and influence. Why don't we do that? Maybe we should dive into section 2, the power of the individual foundation, ramifications of the power, how the power is administered, the foundation bureaucrats, the problem of bigness, the corporate foundations. And then, you know, from there, maybe we go to section 3, the concentration of power, interlocks, intermediaries as joint instrument of several foundations. You know, and then we start talking about Stuart Chase, you know, Mr. New Deal. And the phrase that maybe what we're talking about is control without ownership. So that it looks like a headless organization that you can't really grab a neck. If we're going to look closer, let's look closer. Let's look at America's Frontline Doctors and make sure there's nothing nefarious going on, but then let's look higher and bigger. While we're at it, why don't we stay on the trail? Anyway, speaking of, you know, getting back to John Adams, you know, let the human mind loose. It must be loose. It will be loose. Superstitions and dogmatism cannot confine it. I, you know, started thinking after yesterday's broadcast and the Carrie Madej thing and, you know, David Sorensen in particular and so many different things, you know, Glenn in Philly, you know, his question recently and, you know, at the end of the broadcast, me saying, you know, maybe we'll come back to that, or other broadcasts we've talked about, you know, dispensationalism and dominionism and all of that. And, you know, again, today, and yesterday, you know, this school, the Uvalde school, you know, now Uvalde CISD now has the Moving Forward Foundation, which I think is, you know, the whole thing is outrageous. It's just a shell game to perpetuate evil and bad things. And I think ultimately, you know, I always come back to Romans 14 and specifically Romans 14:5. Each person must be fully convinced in his own mind. Who decides? It's the Holy Spirit. You know, if you don't have the secret decoder ring, 1 Corinthians 2 is where you start. And, you know, so does that mean that people never cooperate or do anything together? Absolutely, it does not mean that. That's what you see in the Pentecostal moment of Acts chapter 2. However, the question is always who decides. And if we're not careful, it seems like our efforts quickly can be conscripted to, I don't know, the Great Wall of China or maybe the Tower of Babel or some other nefarious effort. Who decides? Stick around. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
welcome back. This is more like a Friday today. Just, you know, it's all connected in my mind. Hopefully it makes sense and it doesn't just sound like the ramblings of a madman. But since the 90s, at least the 90s that I know of, you know, you have seen reports from Rand and others about this concept of Army 21 or Army After Next, which is interesting because, you know, if you go back in history, the 21 Army Corps, the Wehrmacht, was, you can look it up on Wikipedia. The 21 Army Corps also at times designated Group Falkenhorst was a corps of the German here during World War II. It was first deployed August 10, 1939. Okay. Interesting times. So, you know, we raise the question from time to time, who actually won the Second World War? Guys like Patton said, maybe it wasn't such a good idea cooperating with the communists to defeat the fascists, but did the fascists, were they really defeated? And maybe we shouldn't have been cooperating with, maybe the, you know, the whole enemy of my enemy is my friend is, you know, maybe we shouldn't be frenemies. Maybe that's not a good idea. But, you know, war always seems to blur those lines, and that's fun. Anyway, Army 21, Army After Next, I've talked about it for, I don't know, about 15 years or so, and how this is the strategy. I also think that 21 coincides with, you know, Agenda 21 and that kind of stuff, but it's the sort of the culling of the United States military in particular, and to really sort of circle the wagons, to consolidate forces around the special kinds of stuff, and to use the what I would call, I mean, it seems from what I read all those years ago, kind of an effort that it's like the new fraternal orders, which have also suffered a withering or an atrophying, because, you know, certain things have already been accomplished and those things don't need to be done anymore. And you don't need to draw from the ranks of those things. So the profane ranks of the military are now used primarily as a recruiting bed for, you know, the special operations stuff, which then, you know, from which the PMC community plucks its members. And again, to me, it's all, you know, it has a very sort of Masonic overtone. And if you don't understand that, just join. And you'll see what I mean, or don't, you know, don't subject your children to that. If there was a lack of cannon fodder, I wonder what would happen. But, you know, propaganda, especially, you know, the movies, I mean, there were the stories back in whenever it was, the 80s, when Top Gun was released, same stories now. You know, the Navy called that, you know, the greatest recruiting tool of the entire generation back then. They're saying the same thing about Top Gun Maverick now. So Larry sends me this article: U.S. Army drops high school diploma requirement as military faces unprecedented challenges under Joe Biden. I don't think it's so much the challenges as, you know, we just want window lickers who follow orders. And this article by Julian Conradson opens, you know, after completely bending the knee to woke ideology and gutting itself with unconstitutional mandates that force an experimental and dangerous vaccine, the U.S. military is taking the hacksaw to the standards that are used to find and train new recruits as the Army forces struggle through what some officials are calling the most challenging recruiting year ever. It's been gutted for a long time. I remember when I graduated from Engine and A School, class 91-170, back in 1991, it was already gutted and completely bending the knee to woke ideology, I would say, back then. You know? And I've heard others say the same kinds of things. Talk more about that when we come back. Stick around right after this break.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. So speaking of all this military stuff, you know, Air Force has had that slogan for years now, more than a decade. Not science fiction. Wired magazine had that article back in 2011. Air Force is not science fiction. Commercial totally is. Commercial has been removed from YouTube. It's probably still floating around, but you know, the subtitle of the article is the Air Force is running TV ads promising it's not science fiction, it's what we do every day. Too bad the flyboys don't operate cargo planes that can shapeshift in midair or land on collapsed bridges like the ad shows. Well, you never know. Anyway, things are even more science fiction now, or not science fiction, than they've ever been, and Air Force is still running those ads, and the guys look like something out of G.I. Joe more than ever. You know, Army has the same ads. I've talked about that recently. And so, I don't know. It's just, it's all interesting to me. You know, when you go back in history, I mean, I think of, you know, when you talk about who actually won the war, it was probably the international banking establishment that Anthony Sutton proved was funding both sides of, or all sides of, you know, all conflicts. Or, you know, I mean, Carol Quigley, same thing. Amazon Books, book description, the Anglo-American establishment. Quigley exposes the secret societies established in London in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes. Quigley explains how these men worked in union to begin their society to control the world. He explains how all the wars from that time were deliberately created to control the economies of all the nations. How did he know? Because, as he said in Tragedy and Hope, he was given an opportunity to review their secret documents for an extended period of about 2 years. Poring over these documents. And, you know, then he wrote about it. So, what a surprise. You know, we don't need conscription anymore because propaganda does that effectively. We don't need a draft because young men, young boys, and now women too, apparently, are propagandized. What did I watch recently? I saw something recently where it's been proven that, you know, the propaganda, we're literally being propagandized in the womb. I forget who talked about that. Heard somebody talk about that recently. And, you know, the messaging is occurring even before birth. Science has proven that, even though we don't know what a baby is or a woman is or any of that kind of stuff. But seriously, you know, you think about Operation Paperclip. The Russians wanted to hold these folks accountable. Here in America, we wanted to re-import what we'd exported. You know, you can't let all of that good research go to waste, so you got to re-import it. When you listen to Jack Ma and Elon Musk talking, it's interesting. We hear about communist China and so on and so on, but Jack Ma sounds more human, I guess, you know, to put it a certain way, than Elon Musk. To me, you know, Jack Ma seems more concerned with people than he is technology. Elon Musk, the exact opposite, kind of, when you really get down to brass tacks. So that's interesting. And I feel like, you know, and I've talked about this on this network. Whenever, you know, somebody comes up, you know, whether it's Saddam Hussein didn't actually say that or do that, or Ahmadinejad didn't actually say that, or, you know, Bashar al-Assad sounds more concerned with people than the American president, or, you know, Muammar Gaddafi's 9/11 truth speech, as I called it. It's interesting how it's as though this is all part of the conditioning to make us savage here in America and to keep us the sharpened tip of the spear going around the world conquering and to conquer. Do you really want to lean into this? Do you really want to? You know what I mean? It's a thing. It seems like the effort is to get us to double down on our own commitment to hubris and evil and to harden the American people, generally speaking, not just against the world at large, and all these people were told are enemies, which reminds me of things that guys like Noam Chomsky said that were true. The enemy is whoever doesn't agree with American foreign policy. And he, you know, defining terms, you know, talking about the sophistry of terms like democracy, there's truth in that. There is the agreed upon definition, but then there's the political definition, which is something different. So it's just interesting to think about all those things. And, you know, how much do we attach ourselves or adhere ourselves to things that we, if we thought about it for a minute, we might not otherwise agree with or condone? It's fascinating, just the things that we do, you know. And watching people get on board with things that maybe, you know, not such a good idea. Sending our children off to certain things. Anyway, enough about all of that. Back to the phones. Pat in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
I'm here because I never know what somebody's going to say. I need that organizing thing your grandmother had.
Yeah.
She left it.
She was the organizing thing. She was amazing.
Well, I've heard that Patton's son said he did not say that at all. But I can't find it right this second.
And that gets back to my point about the canonical resources. Yep.
Yeah. Well, anyway, just thought I'd say that. And this Carrie Madej that you were talking about, is she the one who did the thing on the genetic and the genetics of the clot shot?
Mm-hmm.
And so she was in a plane wreck?
Yes.
Plane crash?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I thought she was the one you went to the funeral or talked to her daughter or something last week or something.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. All right.
See, that's how rumors get started.
Well, no, I don't start nothing with nobody. I just want to learn from people. But when you don't know how to spell their name.
Yeah.
You can spend a lot of time trying to figure out which Carrie Madej and how did you spell it.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, for posterity's sake, Carrie Madej is spelled C-A-R-R-I-E, Madej, M-A-D-E-J, for those who don't know or are interested in searching.
Okay,
pardon?
That was the one. That's the one I decided was the right one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's very interesting. How old was she?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. I'll let you go. I was just, you know, sometimes it's just easier to tell you I am listening. I'm listening. I try to, there's no way to look up everything you say. And spend a lot of time, you know, trying to go back and see what everybody's talking about. And I guess we just don't have it anymore. Out of time. Okay, I'll let you go.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bye. Pat. Much appreciated, as always. So, as I said yesterday, I don't know, things that I think, if I understand correctly, the plane, the Piper PA-24 was her plane or their plane or something like that. And I sort of alluded to it yesterday, but I'll say it directly. If I was going to buy a plane, I wouldn't buy one of those. Kind of like if my last name was Bin Laden, I would probably travel by boat rather than plane. I wouldn't ever fly. So that's just me. So, getting getting back to some of this other stuff, you know, again, John Adams, let the human mind loose. It must be loose. It will be loose. Superstition and dogmatism cannot confine it. It's interesting. Who was it? Fred that called in the other day and said that he was talking about the young, the children who are not being taught cursive, I think, and so many other things, you know. Speaking of the canonical resource, I mean, even if you can go to the Library of Congress and read, speaking of General Patton, maybe you read Patton's diaries, maybe you read his entries, but if you can't read cursive, you can't read all of his diaries are almost impossible to read anyway, but effectively impossible if you can't read or understand cursive. And the founders, same thing. So you become effectively illiterate. That's unfortunate. Yeah, superstition and dogmatism cannot confine it. Interesting how that works. It's such a subtle and nuanced I'll come back to that. Anyway, in the interest of time, back to the phones. Brian in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Brian.
In your honor, I believe if I got the story straight from Lark, you are one of the first people on RBN to interact with Lark on a certain communitarian subject way back. And just in the interest of time, I think 3 minutes from this new platform over in England, Scorpio and Giuseppe refer to Lark and myself as the chipmunks in the chat room. So I'm still encouraging somebody to get up to speed, and that's not you, it's these two guys. So can I just play 3 minutes really quick, and you'll understand better.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
You know, we've got these narcissists who show up in rooms and they talk about, oh, communitarianism, that's just a psyop. It's meaningless. What's really going on is zio-communism, and this is the replay of what they tried to do to destroy the country a century ago, and this is the Jew bankers and the Jew commies. They're the same. And they are attacking this country lock, stock, and bagel. And it's time for people to wake up and take care of business.
Amen.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we're looking at a hybrid system of, you know, communitarianism is an aspect of it. And I think of this as to create a docile, servile, slave-like goyim cattle that will go along with anything. And the system is going to consist of a hybridization between, you know, communism, technocracy. We see that rolling out with the first the science. The scientists are going to make policy now because, well, we have to do that. And some other, and just good old totalitarianism. So anyway, we're at the top of the hour.
Very good of you to let me squeeze that in, Chris.
I don't think that was 3 minutes, though.
Well, maybe you could acknowledge that although these guys are your age, they haven't been paying attention as long as you have, and that's why you become such an asset. Would you agree?
Yeah, I can't help but have a little bit of fun with language. I think, you know, am I an asset, or, you know, am I that other term that John Stabmiller used to use? Hopefully I'm an asset, I guess, and not that other term, you know, so it's interesting. I mean, there is a lot of crossover, It's really, really interesting. I mean, this is such a deep discussion, and man, we're at the end of the broadcast again. One of these days, we should just dive into all of this stuff. I feel like Jeremy from Kentucky and I started to dive into this, and this gets into so many, like, just like numerous offshoots from here. You know, you have Amitai Etzioni, Werner Falk, and as Lark has pointed out many times, you know, it's a known established fact that Martin Buber was one of Etzioni's greatest influencers. Anyway, I'll sort of talk about that when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after the short break.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in her time of
Welcome back. All right, so in the few remaining moments we have to sort of talk about this, you know, it's interesting. I feel like there's a real biblical element of to a lot of this. And again, this goes off in so many different directions, but we, you know, it's the final segment. We have like 2 or 3 minutes. So these guys are talking about stuff, you know, to get sort of target fixated on Zio, communism, Jew bankers, Jew commies, lock, stock, and bagel stuff is to, you know, make yourself, I think, vulnerable to missing the mark. You, again, it's target fixation. Reminds me of that scene in Jurassic Park where what's his name, you know, is aiming at something that's not his real target. He's target fixated, not realizing that he's getting flanked and about to be eaten. And so I think that's what happens here. And to get into the specifics, I mean, there's the Romans 11:25 issue. There's Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. You know, there's the partial hardening of the heart of Israel, which is not the state of Israel created by the Rothschild Syndicate, I would say, you know, Baron Edmund Rothschild and friends. Not that. It's, you know, Jacob was the one who had his name changed. So that's a whole different conversation. Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 is those who call themselves Jews but are not. That's Jesus speaking. Says it twice. It's kind of important. And, you know, it's nuanced and different but similar enough that I would say, you know, they go together. And from there, you know, we skip forward in time to the terrorist network that was at work establishing the state of Israel, the acknowledged terrorists. And you look at guys, the history of the Chaim Weizmanns, the Theodore Herzls, and all these folks. And what you see is more of a godless contingent in revisionist Zionism. The, you know, Zev Jabotinsky contingent and, you know, godless Bolsheviks, basically. If we want to say Zio-communism or whatever, I would call that Bolshevism to kind of give it a name. But that's the revolutionary arm, and there's more to it, obviously, when it comes to the communitarian bent, you know. It does incorporate all of those. It is a hybrid system. And there's so much more to say. You know, I want to talk about Martin Buber and Max Weber and the defining of terms, which has been used to refine these efforts to manipulate, control, and what do you call it? That's
Chris.
We're out of time. Yeah, Brian.
Could I just mention to Pat in Texas that is communitarianism real? Is a YouTube, and it describes Nikki passing, and I think she's got Madej and Nikki Rapana mixed up. Might give some clarity, and you could play it on air even.
We're out of time.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks, folks. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
What in the world is an Azoff dropping lid?
Our Azoff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Azoff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Azoff?
Go to Azoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Azoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Azoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.